Some Houston residents are afraid to ask for assistance. There are 500,000 undocumented immigrants living in the area, and rumors are circulating that if they show up to storm shelters, authorities will demand to see their papers. Then there's this. On Friday, a tough new immigration law is scheduled to go into effect in Texas. Julian Aguilar has been covering the story for the Texas Tribune.
That legislation is considered the toughest state-based immigration bill in the history of the United States. What it would do is it would allow a local police officers to question the status of a person during a lawful detention, not necessarily an arrest. That doesn't even have to meet that threshold. So a lawful detention could be a traffic violation, or it could be any encounter where a peace officer asks you to pay attention to them, and that has a lot of people scared. Now, it should be noted that it does not go into effect until Friday, but it's also before a federal judge after several counties and cities in Texas sued to challenge the constitutionality of the legislation. So everybody's either waiting for 12:01 a.m. on Friday to see if this goes into effect, or for a judge, Orlando Garcia, in Bexar County in San Antonio to temporarily stop the law while it plays out in the courts.
So I imagine undocumented immigrants might be afraid to go to a shelter because they might think that a police could come in and question them.
Yes, it's a credible fear, but it should be noted that several officials have said this is not going to be an issue. We're concentrating on saving lives right now. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner gave a news conference Monday morning, and he said, if anybody comes to a shelter and somebody tries to deport them, I will represent you myself. He's an attorney. I'm not sure what his specialty is, but, you know, he made a very, very bold statement. And he said, do not worry about that. He said, I don't care your nationality, your status, your color, your creed. It does not matter. If you're a human being that needs help, please come and worry about all this immigration stuff later. He said, his words said, put Senate Bill 4 on the shelf. And Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo said in Spanish, he told Spanish language media, he said, stop talking about SB4. He's like, stop putting more fear into the immigrant community. So it's very real. There are a lot of rumors going around. The city of Houston actually, on their official Twitter account, posted a statement very, very late Monday or early Tuesday saying rumors about your status being checked at shelters is false. Please come.
What about Border Patrol? How have they been during this storm? I mean, I'm wondering if they've been kind of they've eased up a bit on undocumented immigrants, or are they just kind of moving along?
Border Patrol from the Del Rio sector and from the Rio Grande Valley sector, they did send boats and certified medical technicians to help with the rescue effort. I mean, they sent out press releases showing all the equipment that they were going to help. And ICE and Border Patrol issued a joint statement Friday and again yesterday saying that they would suspend non-criminal immigration enforcement operations, meaning, you know, just random checks and sweeps. And those would be suspended at evacuation sites, at shelters, and at food banks.
Julian Aguilar reports on immigration for the Texas Tribune. He's based in Austin. Thanks, Julian.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.